The Cardinals still battling to get in the playoffs, looking for the three-game sweep of the Reds. Carlos Martinez on the hill for St. Louis. Pick up the action, tied at one in the third. Dexter Fowler at the plate with two men on, facing Homer Bailey.
Bailey with an awfully difficult time in his last start against the Cardinals. And things starting to move the Cardinals' way here in the third. This one ripped into center field. Irvin going back, looking up, can't get it. All the way to the center field wall. That's going to score two. And it's now 3-1 Cardinals. Back-to-back doubles by Dexter Fowler, and he is wearing the Reds out. Or pitch selection. Line drive, left field, and it's gone. Home run, Philip Irvin. How about that one? He hit that baby right on the screws. Up in the zone, Philip Irvin has brought the Reds to within one. Now a 4-3 ball game on the third home run of the year for Philip Irvin. So no official at bat for the Cardinal catcher here tonight. And he hits this one high and deep, dead center field. On the run, Irvin, no chance. Off the top of the wall, they are waving Martinez around. The throw from Cozart, not in time. And on to third with the throw is Molina. This is crushed high and deep to right field. It's a 6-4 ball game. Schembler on the board with a long, far home run out of here. His 28th of the year.
Votto moves behind Wong now. There he goes. 3-2 pitch. Hit hard toward left center field by Greg Garcia. That ball is going to get down and bounce off the wall. Wong's going to score. And Greg Garcia has delivered a big pinch hit. RBI double, the left center field here in the top of the ninth, pushing the Cardinal lead to 3. It is now 7-4.
The Cardinals sweep the Reds, taking the finale 8-5. Yadier Molina, two more RBIs. He has 82 on the season. That's a new career high. Carlos Martinez's 12th win, allowing 4 runs and 6 in the third frames. Dexter Fowler with his 4th multi-hit game in his last 5 contests. He finishes with 3 hits, 2 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. The Reds swept away by the Cardinals. Manager Brian Price spoke after.
Well, you know, the first two hitters were out in 3 pitches, and after that it was, it was labor-intensive to get the outs. And they gave them some really good at-bats and laid off some borderline pitches. They were able to put together some things. You know, in that situation, it's a 4-3 game with an out, and as opposed to bunting with Homer to get to Schembler, I felt like take a shot with Duvall, who's 4-for-8 with some damage off of Martinez, and he ends up putting a nice swing on a ball and drives it up to right field for an out. But I think if things were a little more crisp and there was a little quicker result, it would have been easier to stay with Homer in that situation. I felt, you know, this might be the only time I get a good matchup against against Martinez with the bench that I have. So I took the shot.
I don't want to belabor the point. You've talked about this a lot about his pitches, but you mentioned crisp. Looked like a lot of his breaking pitches were kind of rolling more than the crispness that you would get at this time of year.
It's hard to say because I'm from the side, so sometimes it's hard for me to see. I can see that it's an off-speed pitch. Sometimes I can't differentiate from the side if it's a split or a slider. But I didn't think he threw the ball bad. I think the last start, he really was able to pound fastball locations. Not quite as well today, but he didn't pitch poorly. It was just that, in that situation, it just seemed to me like I had to take the shot. It was not an easy decision to make to take home run of that game. I like the way he's competing. He has some things to accomplish before the season's out too, and he's get down to one more start. So that was tough. It was tough to take him out of that game. He had pitches left on the table, but I felt like I better take a shot right there.
Nice to see your offense start to come around a little bit. Schembler up the top with those 2 homers.
Yeah. I mean, that was nice to see, and we gave him some good at bats. We battled, had that fringe pitch on Vincy with the bases loaded. Gave a great at bat right there. Not sure that was a strike. That ends the inning. However, if you're going to win games, sometimes you've got to take advantage of the run scoring opportunities. We had some we weren't able to cash in on, and we weren't able to shut them down, with the bullpen. And they were able to extend the lead and put us in a situation where we're going to have to score a big inning to get back into it, and that just wasn't in the cards.
Scott Schembler with a 2-homer game in the loss. He talked to the media after.
Yeah, I got that one pretty good. I saw him good the whole day. A couple got just in on me. Wong made a nice play on me. So fourth time around, you know, it's one of those deals that you've seen him enough. It's just you're waiting for a certain pitch in a certain location, and he threw it there.
I feel like, you know, it's been a tough second half, but do you feel like this is an opportunity to kind of end on a hot note, especially, if, you know,
tonight especially? Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's been pretty disappointing, personally. Second half, obviously, with the injury, that didn't help anything. You know, I was talking to Don and Tony in there yesterday, and I think if you look at it as a positive, kind of, this could be the moment that propels me to be, you know, be really, really good in the big leagues. Going through a moment like that where you're really struggling. So if I look at it the right way, I think it can become a positive.
Did you hit leadoff much before in your career?
No. Maybe just a handful of times on, like, you know, at that last game of the season kind of a deal. But I think I let off maybe once or twice last year. So I kind of went in and was like, I'm not going to change anything. I'm an aggressive hitter. I'm going to be aggressive. And you saw me swing at the first pitch and the second pitch. So, yeah, I didn't really change anything. And I don't think you should, honestly. So after the first at-bat, it's really no different. So
up next, the Reds begin a series at home against the Red Sox on Friday. Sal Romano on the hill.